Shiras Zecher Nishmas, Rav Chaim ben Avram, Yitol Bas Chaim, Meir Elchanan ben Rav Mordechai Ziskin, Zelig Yosef ben Yerachmiel, Yaakov ben Svi, and Nochem Yehuda ben Yechiel. We read yesterday in Perek Yedalid, Pasuk Aleph, Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, Losis Godedu, You are children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you are forbidden to cut yourselves, in reference to a demonstration of mourning upon the loss of a relative. You're not allowed to lacerate yourself as the Emori used to do, explains Rashi. Such as the Pashup Shat and the Pasuk Losis Godedu. And yet one looks in the Gemara and Yevamos Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, and the Gemara in that same pasuk Losis Godedu cites a different interpretation. The Gemara says, Reb Shlakish says to Reb Yochanan, Losis Godedu means Lo Saasu Agudos Agudos. Don't divide yourselves into different groups, each one doing something different than the other. Rashi explains, if you have two different groups conduct themselves differently, it looks like there's two different Toros. A Torah for them, a Torah for them. You can't do that. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Losis Godedu, losas agudos agudos. We just said the pshat is that you can't lacerate yourself. How do you derive yet another halacha from the same pasuk? So the Gemara says, if the pasuk meant to say only don't lacerate yourselves as a show of mourning, it should have said losig godedu. Why does it say lo sis go to do? Two isurim, therefore, to be derived from that pasuk. Number one, the isur of lacerating oneself as a sign of mourning for a dead family member. And number two, the isur of lo sasu agudos agudos, don't divide yourselves into two different groups, each conducting themselves differently than the other. Rav Moshe, in his tshuvas in Orechayim Chelek Dalid, Simin Lamed Dalid, writes that it seems from the Gemara that this Isser of lo sis go to do, of lo seasu agudos agudos, don't divide into different groups, each one conducting themselves differently, is an Isser de oraisa. It's a drasha gemura, says Rav Moshe. Because the Gemara seems to imply that there's two equal Isurim, both min ha-Torah, that is derived from this pasuk, the Isser of not lacerating oneself, and also the Isser of lo seasu agudos agudos. Both, says Reb Moshe, are Isurim de Oraisa. Just as an aside, a fascinating pshat found in the Tziv's Hamak Davar. The Tziv says, if you look at those psukim again, the pasuk begins with Banim Atem Hashem Elokeichem, and then it cites the Isser of lo sis go to do, and the very next pasuk, Ki Am Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha. It seems like the Torah is giving you two different reasons. Number one, Banim Atem, and therefore lo sis go to do. And number two, Ki Am Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha. Why two reasons for the same Isser? So the Siv says, very good, because the Gemara we just quoted in Yevamos Daf Yud Gimel tells me there's two different Isurim here in the Pasuk. One is an Isser of lacerating oneself as a show of mourning, and one's an Isser of don't divide yourselves, lo seasu agudos agudos. That's why he says the Pasuk is giving you two different explanations. Number one, Banim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. You're all children to the same father. If you're all children to the same father, it doesn't look right for two sons of the same father, from the same family, to live life so differently from each other. You have the same Mesorah, the same father, you come from the same home, you should be conducting yourselves in a similar fashion to one another. You have the same Minhagim, same practices. Losis go to do, don't make yourselves into agudos, agudos. That's the pshat in Banim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. Then you want to know, says Netziv, the pshat for why losis go to do, as far as the Isser of lacerating oneself in a show of mourning for a mace. That's ki am kadosh atal Hashem alakecha. You are an am kadosh atal Hashem alakecha. You recognize that everything that appears to be a gezerah is min hashemayim. Everything is a kadosh baruch hu's din. We are matzdik as hadin. We don't lacerate ourselves in a show of distress. If a kadosh baruch hu decides something should be so, then we accept it because am kadosh atal Hashem alakecha. Yes, we have halachically prescribed forms of mourning, shiva, hesped, etc. But to do something which the Torah does not deem appropriate, that added show of mourning and distress of lacerating oneself, that's not appropriate for an Am Kadosh L'Hashem Elokecha to accept the Gzar Din of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is what we're supposed to do, to Mastik Asadin. So two reasons given for these two different Yisurim derived from the same phrase of Losis Godadu. That's how the Netziv explains Pshat in the Pasuk. So Moshe that same Shuv in Archaim, Chilek Dalet Simen Lama Dalet, has a fascinating discussion with regard to a number of applications of this halacha, of losis godadu, don't make yourselves into agudos, agudos. So Moshe begins by saying we have this isser doraisa of losis godadu, and a second relevant isser, a drabanon, found in the Gemara Pesachim Dafnun, al yishana mepnei machlokas. Don't deviate from the minhag hamakom because it's going to cause fights and arguments. So two relevant isser when it comes to two groups in one place, perhaps, conducting themselves with a difference in minhagim. One potential iser los is go to do, iser doraisa, and one under abanon of al yishana mepnei hamachlokas. So Moshe then writes the following: what about tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So Moshe says, there's certainly this din of los is go to do is relevant, because the question of tefillin on Chol HaMoed is a question of iser. If you hold you're supposed to put it on and you don't, you're mevatel an aseh of tefillin that you didn't wear on a day you're supposed to wear it. If you hold that you're not supposed to wear it, it's an issur of zilzul hamoed. You're not allowed to wear it. It's a question of issur. You're chayav to wear it, according to one's opinion. And if you don't, you're over an issur of bitul asay. And you're not allowed to wear it, according to another opinion. And if you do, you're over the issur of zilzul hamoed, a disregard for the moed. So certainly, with regard to the question of tefillin on chol hamoed, there is an application here of the issur of los iskodadu. That's one application Rav Moshe speaks of. Just as an aside, along those lines, Rav Moshe writes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, in Simen Lamed Aleph, in Hilchos Tefillin, in Sifka and Ches, Mishnah Berurah writes that it's not appropriate that in one base Knesses, some should put on Tefillin, on Chol HaMoed, and some should not put on Tefillin, on Chol HaMoed, because of Losis Godadu. So writes the Mishnah Berurah. Now, he doesn't say it's Usser. He says, "Ein nacham." It's not appropriate. So, interestingly, Mishnah Berurah was unhappy about one shul with different practices with regard to tefillin chol moed. Again, nowadays in many, many shuls, you'll see it's become accepted already that you have different practices in that regard. But the Mishnah Berurah wasn't excited about it. And the Mishnah Berurah then adds that if somebody doesn't put on tefillin chol hamoed and he happens to be in a Beis Knesses where they all do, so let's say you go to the Breuer's Beis Knesses, I think in Washington Heights, that's one place you can be certain that the minhag of everyone in that shul is to put on tefillin chol hamoed, and you happen to be just stopping by for Shachos one day chol hamoed, you don't put on tefillin. You find yourself in that shul, everyone's putting on tefillin. Mishnah Berurah says, put them on, just don't make a bracha. Okay, you can't be the only man to be different from the minhag hamakom when that's a clear minhag of the Beis Knesses. What about somebody who moves, let's say, from Chutz Laaretz, where many people put on tefillin chol hamoed, and he moves to Eretz Yisrael, where widespread minhag hagra seems to have been the preponderant minhag now that people don't put on tefillin chol hamoed. Again, I don't know what happens in every minhag in Eretz Yisrael, but in many, many Batei Knesses in Eretz Yisrael, because of the minhag hagra and the minhag hagra, who were among the first to call the Eretz Yisrael in the early 1800s, so many had the minhag not to put on tefillin chol hamoed in Eretz Yisrael. So Shlomo Zalman, as cited here in Dirshan Mishnah Berurah, paskind that if somebody comes from a place where the minhag was to put on tefillin, and he comes to a place where the minhag is not to put on tefillin, so in that case, Shlomo Zalman says, you can adopt the new minhag hamakom, you don't put on your tefillin. If you want to put them on, it's got to be in private, without a bracha. So paskind Shlomo Zalman, again, because you're coming from a makom where the minhag was to put it on, to a place where the minhag is not to put it on. So this certainly says Rav Moshe, this one area where the halach of losis godadu would be very, very relevant with regard to tefillin on chol hamoed, whether you wear them or not. Then Rav Moshe writes, so too says Rav Moshe, when it comes to a difference in nusach, Nusach HaTfilah. a difference in Nusach HaTfilah. Maybe there, says Rav Moshe, you can argue that Los Hisgodos should not apply. Because by the Nusach HaTfilah, so what is the real difference? Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfarad, is there a real difference between the brachos, the actual tefilos? Okay, there are slight differences here and there. But the Iker HaNusach, the Iker brachos, the Iker tefilos, says Rav Moshe, it's the same pretty much by and large. Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfarad. So you might argue, says Rav Moshe, that Los Hisgodos doesn't apply to a shinui in nuschos of tefillah. But nonetheless, the second issue, the drabbanan dika issue we mentioned from Pesachim Daf Nun, of al yeshan and b'nei machlokes, that still does apply. So even if you'll tell me Los Hisgodos is not relevant to a shinui in nuschos, because the ikra nusach is the same, but the al yeshan and b'nei machlokes does apply. Memela says Rav Moshe as follows. He says, so if somebody who is a nusach sfardnik davening a nusach ashkenaz shul, or vice versa, Rav Moshe says, if somebody, for example, always says the vidui at mincha or in shachris before tachanun, and your shul now doesn't say vidui, people just go straight down for tachanun. Rav Moshe says, if you're going to say vidui and start clapping the ashamnus, it's very apparent to everybody around you that you're being mishana from the mincha makom. You can't do that. If you want to say vidui, says Rav Moshe, the only way you can do it al pidin is if it's not very noticeable. You don't clap as you say the vidui. Say it without banging on your chest. Now, again, people will probably realize you're standing still after Shemot Esrei is over and you're not going down right away. I guess Moshe holds it's not as clear that you are deviating from Menagam Makom. That Moshe allows. And so too, Reb Moshe says in another tshuva, this one in Aruch Chaim Chelek Beis, Simin Chof Gimel, Rav Moshe writes there with regard to a difference in nusach between the tzibur and the mispalel. Rav Moshe says, anything which is said only b'tzibur, like kedusha, must be said with the nusach of the tzibur. If you're davening quietly and baruch she'amar and hodu, what comes first? Okay, no one's going to know, no one's going to see. You're saying it quietly, do what your nusach is, what your minig is. But that which is said, because there's a tzibur, that you must follow the minog of the tzibur. Perhaps we'll continue this in the following share. Plan by the Kashonas, Kashbachos, Akos, Sashel, Tichok, Herbom, Temes, Shnemar, Nochavetz, Laman, Sidkoy, Al Dutra, Aviyadir.